Welcome back to the podcast. Do you have those people in your life that you just never discuss certain topics with? Well, I do, and on today's episode, I challenge that family dynamic as I interview my very own sister, Adana. So, let's get into it.
What you did there. I like that.
I try, you know.
You commented on my post, the post that where I asked, what would you guys like to hear on Fam Talk? And you said dating, which I found interesting because that's not something that we frequently talk about or really ever talk about. So this should be an interesting conversation. So I remember hearing a story about you writing a letter to mommy.
Oh gosh.
Lord Jesus. No.
Yeah, well.
Gosh.
About you being old enough or.
Gosh, I don't remember the letter. Is that exactly?
That you should be old enough to start dating. And I believe you were in eighth grade. So.
That's about right.
I don't really remember that. I probably was never told about that. Like, I just heard that in conversation. Like, mommy was telling that story to somebody, and I was like, wait, what? I'm confused.
Gosh.
So, walk me through this, Adana. What was going on in your life that you felt you needed to let your mother know that it was time?
Well, I wanted to date someone, or someone was interested in dating me. And I was like, well, if we're going to be dating, we have to be able to go places. So I felt like I should let my mother know so it's not, like, super sneaky. But nothing really came out of me writing that letter to my mother. It was like, oh, so you think you're ready to date? I was like, yeah. And I don't really remember. I feel like there was no resolution after that, really. It was just kind of like, I think it was kind of like, maybe you're not ready to date or... But I just honestly don't remember. I guess there's so many questions I still have about that letter. I feel like I never got a strong answer. Mommy might recall it differently. But that's what I remember. Yeah, I don't think much came out of that.
Well, that's underwhelming.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't had a better story for you. Or I just don't remember. That's so sad.
Well, if nothing else, this should just be a reminder for us to be more present in our own lives. So we can actually remember the stories and retell them later down the road.
Sorry, so. Guys. I actually had a better story for my kids. Maybe mommy has more of an answer.
We'll see. Hmm. Okay, on to the next one. So, when did you have your first boyfriend, or when did you go on your first date? What you considered your first date?
I don't think I had a real date.
Like a group hang?
I had a group hang, but I wouldn't even consider it a date. I honestly don't think I had my real, like, first date probably until I went to college. Oh my gosh, I never thought about that. Like an actual, like, date. Like, I don't think there's ever a time where I was like, Mom, I'm gonna go on a date or a group date or anything like that. Hmm. Actually, I take that back. One time I went to Stone Mountain with my friend and her boyfriend, and I guess my kind of boyfriend at the time, or friend, special friend, as people like to call him.
Special friend.
Yeah, and that was the summer. Was I going off to college that year? I think that was the summer before I was going off to school. Yeah, I used to. Oh gosh. I used to. My dates involved going to church. I remember...
Pew date, exactly.
I remember a guy and his mom coming to pick me up to go to church. That's probably as much of a date as I had, honestly. So I would have been 17. I think it was 4th of July. I went to Stone Mountain for the fireworks and the laser show. Yeah, that was my first date, and it was just... I guess. But I never thought of it that way, honestly. I guess I thought, like, in your mind, you kind of, like, think you're dating the entire time, even though, I mean, dating isn't always about going somewhere necessarily, but yeah. You're, like, kind of in a relationship with somebody as much as you can be for being a minor. So it's really just like phone calls, and occasionally you see the person. So
do you feel like the concept of dating has changed, like, or your perceptions of what dating would be were different from like actuality? Because I feel like a lot of people don't necessarily go on dates. Do you feel like your friends or the people you were around were going on like actual dates?
Yeah, I think that they were. I remember having friends really young. I'm talking about when I was in like fifth grade. Their, you know, boyfriends or whatever would be living like 2 hours away, and their parents would pick them up.
Wait, where are they finding these 2 hour away boyfriends?
Pathfinders.
In fifth grade. Oh.
Pathfinders and other clubs. And they would pick them up and drive them to their boyfriend. I remember their boyfriends, some of my friends, like their boyfriends coming like to their house for the weekend.
Interesting.
Or even possibly going on trips with their family. I'm talking about at the age of like 12.
That's such a different experience. A much different experience.
It's a very different experience. Part of the reason why I wrote my mommy that whole letter was because if my friends at that age are like having real relationships with parents, facilitating to an extent like this relationship, I was like, okay, well, I've waited a long time compared to them.
I am behind the curve.
I'm like, I'm definitely ready now. Like,
yeah.
I'm 13.
It's time.
I think mommy's like, where do you plan on going?
I was like, quick question.
Yeah, and I think that was probably a part of the reason. Had it not been that other friends around my age were like dating, I probably wouldn't have like thought of it that way. But I guess I was like behind the curve relatively. But and I was never one of those people who was like, you know, some people are really like boy hungry from like an early age.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. I didn't feel like I had to have a boyfriend or something. And I remember a trip in eighth grade, or was it ninth grade? It was ninth grade. And me and a whole bunch of people from schools, like math and science day at Six Flags. And I was with a group of girls from my class, small private school. And I remember them all being like, oh my gosh, okay, so we're here. We don't have to wear a uniform today at Six Flags. We're going to look for all the cute boys from all the little public schools. Like, that was their main concern. We went to Six Flags. And I was like,
can we ride some rides?
I came here to ride rides. Like, if I find a cute boy along the way, that is all well and good. But I am not going out my way to look for them. And I was so, like,
annoyed.
And I was, like, dragged around with them. And eventually, me and my other friend broke off. And they all had, like, attitudes to me after that point. But I was like, this is so stupid. And I'm talking about the prettiest of girls who always had a little boyfriend or whatever. And I'm like, I was like, why do we have to go look for them? They will come. They will appear.
Yeah.
And that was never me. I was completely fine, like, being alone.
I feel like for me, I didn't care for a much, much longer time than my friends didn't care. And so I feel like it made it, like, super awkward when I did start caring. Because it's like,
you didn't know what to do at that point.
Yeah. This is, like, not what I'm used to doing or what I'm used to talking about. So I'm just gonna stay quiet.
I remember one day you called me or messaged me or something, and you were like, there's this boy, and you're like,
God.
I have a crush on this guy, but I don't know what to do. God. I don't remember what year that was.
Adana.
That was my first year of college? I think it was my first year of college.
Yes. I know I was at GCA, so it was probably like, and the thing is, it wasn't even someone at GCA.
I know.
Oh my gosh. There are certain things, like certain memories I have of things that I've done or said where I just like, I hear about it or think about it and I just like cringe.
Me too. Me too.
I don't know. Cause like there are certain times where I just feel overwhelmingly like I need to get this off my chest. And then I get it off my chest and I'm like, why did you do that? Because the moment of crisis passes and you're like, ugh. Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is the first time my sister ever called me at this type of thing.
Yeah. And I called you and I didn't talk to anybody. Mm. Any of my friends or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because
I think you're saying like we never really talked about this before.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I got the idea that you didn't care for so much longer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I guess in my mind, maybe, like, I guess I didn't think you had the same interests, so I just thought it'd been weird, maybe. You know? I feel like maybe we grew up, like, we're only 2.5 years apart, but sometimes I felt like we were more than 2.5 years apart.
Yeah, because I was, like, wearing toddler clothes.
I don't wear women since I was, like, 10.
You wear toddler clothes in middle school.
I don't know.
I was really small, and you were just, like...
Yeah, so much bigger.
Always. Yeah. And then your friends were, like, older than you. I mean, not significantly,
I was always, like, the youngest in my friend group.
Yeah. So that, like, stretched a little bit more.
Yeah, so I guess that makes me feel older than I actually was.
And then, like, I wanted to be outside and climb trees. And you were like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not. So, that too. But it's just hard sometimes to break out of cycles. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you find yourself having certain relationships with people, or like, you're in a certain role, and it's hard when you grow out of that to kind of shift it.
Yeah.
Okay, granted, like, I didn't care for a much longer time. But also, I feel like the schools that I went to, I guess with the exception of Oakwood, but I don't know, whatever. The Pickens. The Pickens were mighty slim. Like, I feel like I probably started caring maybe, like, junior year of high school, which is, I consider, like, super late. Mm-hmm. And, like, even though I started caring, like, I didn't, like, really, really care. Mm-hmm. But also, we had, like, tons of banquets. I never got asked to any one of the banquets. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, like, a huge, huge deal, but it would have been nice. Like, especially since other people were going to to the banquets with people and stuff. Do you remember me being asked to prom?
Hold on, maybe. Yes, by the that person who was your escort for Sweet 16?
He was mine. I didn't have an escort. Let's talk about that. So, no, I don't know. That's just so weird. Anyway, we'll get back to that. But I did get asked to prom by a guy that I went to middle school with. And he friended me on Facebook. And then he started messaging me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And he asked me to prom. And I was so mad because I was literally about to say bye. I was, like, about to type, like, okay, I'm leaving. And then he asked me. I was like, no, you have to do this whole thing. Because I... Number one, like, I don't know him like that. Mm-hmm. Number two, I was at boarding school. Mm-hmm. Like, that's way too much. Number three, I don't know you like that. And number four, just, I don't know. Just no.
I feel like I've heard something about this before.
Well, back to my Sweet 16. So, for your Sweet 16, you had, like, a full court, which is, like, basically a bridal party, but
yeah,
Sweet
much.
16, and then you had your escort.
Yeah.
For my Sweet 16, I had a full
court, but no escort.
Court, but I did not have an escort. And I don't know. That's just weird. I don't know why I felt the need to do the whole, like, full court thing, because, like, for the
you
guys,
you could have had girls.
Yeah.
It was a struggle.
Like, for the guys,
finding
it was a
the guys.
Struggle to, like, pull them together. I was going out the woodworks, like, getting random people. It was a little bit awkward. Yeah, we're going out the woodworks trying to
find people.
Guys to fill. Yeah. It was, like, 5 guys you needed or something like that.
And I remember that being, like, an ordeal.
It was so, so much. And I felt, like, low-key embarrassed by, like, these just randoms.
Yeah.
In my court. I remember Ashley, she was like, so, who's my escort? And I told her who it was, and she's like, what can you tell me about? I'm like, honestly, I don't know him. And we were joking, like, you mean he could be, like, a serial killer or something? Like, he could be.
I don't really know.
I don't really know. I can't vouch for the guy.
Did you have male friends?
No, not really.
That's the difference with me. Except for now. I don't have male friends now. I have a few close ones, but I had way more male friends back in the day.
I don't know. I feel like, I think that's what, it's also going back to, like, the whole cycles thing. Mm-hmm. Because, I guess when you're younger, if you're friends with a guy, you definitely like him. And I wasn't trying to have, like, confusion. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think I just kind of shied away from that. even now, like, I feel like it's awkward to me. Like, I don't know how to, like, even the way I make friends is kind of interesting. Like, most of the friends that I've made, it's because we were, like, stuck in a situation together. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily, like, I don't know. How do you make your friends?
My friends that I have from college, it's all because we're, like, kind of stuck in a situation. My one friend, one of my closest friends, mommy actually met her before I met her. And she met her mom and her, like, orientation at college and was like, oh, I got a daughter. Y'all should be friends. And I, mommy never hooked us up, but yeah, we ended up meeting anyway, yeah, and we're still friends. Like, she was at my house 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then my other friend from college, she ended up being a resident in my building, so I was, like, technically in charge of her, but we were the same year in school, so we just ended up hitting it off. It was all because I was actually looking for anyone, but just because we were in, like, really close proximity to each other.
Yeah.
And we realized, oh, you know what? We like the same types of things. None of my friends are super purposefully, except for the friends I have now, like, in Fort Lauderdale. And that's actively because we were like, oh, we need some friends of substance. So let's go to church. And find some friends there. And that too was because, you know, we joined a class and it was like a smaller group of people, and because, yeah, you're in proximity with these people, like, you start making connections. I don't really make male friends anymore. Any male friends that I have are because they're friends I've had from before.
I feel like I'm really purposeful in, like, reaching out with people that I have as friends in terms of keeping friends. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely one to, like, reach out to people, call, text, check up, mm-hmm, on people and stuff like that. But as far as making friends, I feel like that's harder.
It's hard. Like, I remember I went to this work thing. My boss sent me to this mixer. And I was sitting next to this girl at the table who looked around my age. And I was like, hey, what's your name? Told me her name. And I was like, cool. I was like, where are you from? She told me. I was like, oh, I'm from Atlanta too. And we started talking, and at the end of it, I was like, let me get your number. And I'm not like that with, like, many people, but I can be like that. Like, I can kind of assess quickly whether, yeah, we could have a friendship, like, pretty quickly. And if I know it's going to just be, like, a strain too much, I just won't even bother.
And I feel like a lot of situations, especially, you know, with, like, technology and all that, like, people, like, even if you're stuck in a situation with people, you have an out. Yeah. You know, you have technology, and I'm like, you're not gonna come to someone who's on their phone and be like,
yeah,
so how's it going, or, you know, mm-hmm, it's just like certain things that kind of disconnect. And I'm definitely not the type of person to, okay, say I'm like with a friend and they're friends, mm-hmm, if they're talking about something I don't know about and like alluding to things, mm-hmm, I'm probably not going to be the one to be like, so, like, what happened? Because, yeah, I kind of feel like if you wanted me to know what happened, you would have told me. And it's like, is it just like a, you had to be there type of, mm-hmm, thing? And so I find it difficult to, like, hang out with people and their friends.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. It's just one of those,
especially initially in your beginning friendships with a person. Yeah. It's different if, like, you and this person are already close and then they take you to meet some of their other friends. Then it's, yeah, like, your relationship's still secure. But when you feel as though, like, to get to know that person, you have to go out with them and their best friends, it's, like, not the situation that you want.
Yeah.
Because they already have all their stuff going on and all their history, and you're just like,
yeah, like, I don't know how to relate. I can't. Because what you're talking about is the good old days, like, reminiscing, yeah, on stuff, and it's hard to, like, break into that.
I actually just remembered my first boyfriend who I was thinking was my first boyfriend.
Okay. It was not significant.
It was so short-lived. I don't remember exactly how long it was, and the fact was, he wasn't even living in the same state at the time. I don't think I even asked mom permission for that one, because our entire relationship was, like, over the phone. You were like,
I already know how this is
gonna
go.
It was like, what does it matter to you? We ain't going nowhere. And we might have went out for, like, a month, maybe less, probably a month. And he dumped me on my voicemail. Broke with me on the voicemail. And I was like,
he's like, the distance.
I think it might have been the distance.
Is not making the heart grow fonder.
And so, I was just like, really? I was like, on my voicemail, you couldn't call. I wasn't even that mad that he, like, broke up with me. I was just like, you left a voicemail. So I called his brother. And I played the voicemail for my brother. I was like, really? This is what your brother did? I was like, this is crazy. And that was it. I wasn't like too heartbroken. I was just like, my voicemail. That was my main concern.
It couldn't wait.
I was like, you couldn't just tell me this to like my ear. Not my face. Anyway.
Yeah, right to your ear.
To my ear. You gonna tell me this to my ear?
Yeah.
Like, what a punk. I was like, he's a punk. And I was probably, I don't know what age that was. I was either in 7th or 8th grade. No, he left me a voicemail. It was definitely my cell phone.
Right.
He's only leaving that on the house phone. Yeah, then I had to have been at least 13.
You know what's really funny? I remember us being in my room and, like, mom, it was you, me, and mommy in my room. Mm-hmm. And, like, you were on the phone. And I remember you were talking to someone. And at the end of your call, you said, you too. And I was like,
you too what?
Who says you too? That's like a, I love you, you too, because I can't say it because I'm in this room. But now when I think about it, there are a lot of ways to end a phone call with you too. Like, have a good night.
You too.
Talk to you tomorrow. No, that doesn't work. But I don't know. There are other scenarios. But I just remember, like, having wild speculation about your life.
I remember, I guess, one of my boyfriends coming by the house to see me, and you see him like running down the driveway.
Yeah.
And you were like, I just saw him, like.
Yeah, you were like, I have to go. I forgot a book in the car. I forgot my math book in the car. And then, like, you went out to the car, and I'm like, she's taking a long time looking for that math book. So I come downstairs, and I'm, like, looking through the glass, and I see some big, tall guy there. I'm like, what the? That ain't a math book.
Oh, gosh. Yo, mommy's probably gonna, like, think she failed us.
But when you hear about what other people were doing, Adana.
No, bruh, I was good. I wasn't doing anything. I was just talking and wanted to see someone face-to-face that I'm supposed to be in a relationship with. So to speak. Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know. Like, when I hear people talk about, like, oh, like, people ask, like, did you ever sneak out? I'm like, sneak out to go where? Where am I going? I'm afraid that the dogs down the street are gonna, like, I'm staying inside.
I have other concerns.
I have other concerns.
Yeah.
And I never, like, wanted to. I was not rebellious, and I don't wish that I were. Like, I have no regrets. Did you have any speculations about me?
Like, dating or anything? Mm-hmm. I was like, no. None at all. I was just like, have you ever had a boyfriend?
No.
I didn't think so. I mean, I didn't just know that. I was like, yeah, no, my sister, no. No, I had no speculations. Even my friends now, they're like, so it's gonna be dating? And I'm like, no. Excuse me.
It's really weird because people like to come to me for advice. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for most of my life, my friends, like, before they were my friends, mm-hmm. and after they were my friends, they'd mm-hmm. be in relationships, mm-hmm. but not while we were friends. So, like, for most of the time, like, I don't think I had a friend that was, like,
in a relationship?
Well, until 3rd or 4th.
You had a friend that was actually
college,
dating someone?
That, like, people were actually dating. Oh, no, second year of college, mm-hmm. but... And so I just, like, when that started happening, mm-hmm. I feel like people would, like, ask me for advice. And even most recently, like, more of my friends, and they come to me for advice, and I feel like...
Do you really want my advice from someone that's never been dating?
Yeah, I always preface it with, like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right,
so
take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it.
And don't blame me if it don't work.
Yeah. Right. But I just, like, always feel, like, super self-conscious, and I feel like I can't necessarily add anything. Mm. And, you know, like, I'm coming to realize that, like, most things are common sense. And also, what a person needs for the most part is someone who is not a part of that relationship to see that relationship objectively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that way. Because, like, even now, like, when I have friends that come to me, I guess, for anyone listening to this podcast, I'm now married, so that...
Almost for 2 years.
And when people come to me with, like, stuff in their relationship, I'm like... I don't know. In a sense, I almost want to be like, I mean, if you're not married or something, I want to be like, yo, that's too much work. Like, it should not be that hard. you know? Yeah. And, like, my relationship with my husband has been, like, the easiest out of, like, any relationship I've ever had. I mean, we have problems. Like, he was upset at me the other day for something and, like, kind of giving me a cold shoulder for, like, a couple hours. So it's not perfect, but it's easy. Like, it was never a situation where it was, like, on and off, back and forth, we're together, yeah. And we break up and take a break. Like, no. It was none of that. And I honestly feel... But then I'm so careful. I know everyone says relationships are work, and they are, but it should be enjoyable. It shouldn't always be like that, like, hard from the jump.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be hard in the middle or anything either, but, like, some of these relationships are just so much work. It's just... always back and forth. I'm like,
why are we doing this? Like, why yeah,
and I'm like, this? I'm like, we don't have to be together. Like,
yeah.
It's not a marriage where you're like trying to make it work or you've invested so much or whatever in between. It's just like you have no ties to this person.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to. It's not. It shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be that hard. Ken's definitely the easiest relationship. I mean, thank God. I mean, it should. That's the way it should be, right? I shouldn't be, like, in a marriage like, man, that other boy I was dating, yo.
From middle school, that was...
He was the one. He was the one. But it's funny, like, I... Like, in high school, like, the boyfriend I had in high school, I just knew we were gonna get married one day. I had, like... That's how I felt, like, back then. That obviously did not happen. I remember when I was going off to college, his uncle, he told him, he was like, she's about to go off to college and... she's gonna find somebody else. And I was like, what? No, never. And sure enough. I like this funny. What do people suggest for you when they're like, oh, dating wise, like how to meet people?
The number one thing I get told.
What?
Put yourself out there.
And what does that mean?
What the heck does that mean? Where is there? And how exactly am I putting myself out? And like with my talk with Jossie, what I talked about a lot is like learning how to be authentically myself mm-hmm. in every situation. Mm-hmm. So if I take dating advice from someone who is different from me, mm-hmm. that's not going to be the way that I find somebody because... Yeah. Okay, well, I have a friend. She tells me to smile more. I'm not a smiley person. When I smile, I feel, like, weird. I feel fake. Like, I mean, it's not like I don't
smile.
Like,
unless you have a reason to smile for.
But she told me to go into Walmart, walk around smiling, and just smile at everybody. I feel like I'm gonna attract some things I don't want to attract. And I feel like I'm gonna not feel confident. Like, I'm gonna feel like a grinning fool. And so, like, that's, I know, that's not, like, how I am supposed to be, because that's not who I am. And so I have to still be able to be myself, because, I mean, you have to be yourself to attract someone who mm-hmm. would like who you are.
Yeah.
And I kind of talked about this a little bit with Jossie, not necessarily in this context, mm-hmm. but, like, I don't feel like I'm a person who, like, hides things or mm-hmm. keep things back. I'm not necessarily going to be the one to, like, just lay everything out to you, but if I'm asked questions,
I'll tell you.
I'll answer them. And I don't think there are too many things that I wouldn't answer if asked directly. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, most people don't ask, or most mm-hmm. people don't like inquire. He finds that people who are quiet are the most interesting. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that might very well be true, but like the majority of people aren't going to know that because they don't take the time
to like yeah. dig into that interesting
And what
person.
I find really annoying is when some people like, I don't know if they try to feign, but I guess it's just personality type differences where they will start a seemingly deep conversation with you and then forget that they're having this deep conversation mm-hmm. with you. And I'm definitely not the type of person that will if I'm telling a story,
reignite that.
And like you get distracted, like I guess I'm done telling my story. Because mm-hmm. if I gather from you that you don't really want to hear, and that's not necessarily always the case, mm-hmm. but like that's how I feel about it. I'm like, I'm not going to impose my story on you because you obviously have better things to do or better things to think about. So I feel like that's kind of a hurdle. My first date was my 21st birthday.
Yeah, I remember.
I got shoved onto a blind date with, like, they told me we were all going out to eat, and then we walked into the restaurant, and they said bye. And I'm like, bye what? And they're just, like, sitting there and smiling at me, and I had no time to collect myself. I mean, it was okay. It was a pretty good date, but, I mean, that was it.
I'm no type of dating expert, but there's certain things that I observe about our society that I think need to be discussed. So, one of my number one things, a lot of people have this mindset, or a lot of men have this mindset, that, like, when they're young, they're just gonna, like, run around, kind of date everybody they see, mm-hmm. do whatever, and then when they find the right woman, mm-hmm. they're gonna settle down and stop doing all of that.
Yeah.
I don't know in whose mind that makes sense to.
Because they've been practicing.
Because you have not been practicing for a life of loyalty or monogamy.
Yeah.
So what makes you think once you find that right person, your instinct, your natural instinct will not still be or still want that excitement of going from one thing to another?
Yeah.
And how long can you stay in a monogamous relationship when things get hard, when you just bounce from one person to one person? For all my brothers out there, and my sisters too, that do the same thing. if you plan, this is my mind, if you don't ever plan on getting married, do what you gotta do. But if you're ever planning on trying to get married, do not practice that in your dating. And also, I feel like us as young people, like, always want, some people just want to date.
Yeah.
Like, I remember mommy saying, like, you date to get married. Like, do you think you're ready? I think she might have asked me something like that when I probably told her I'm ready to date. I'm like, are you ready to get married? But, like, I kind of understand that now. If you're just dating to date, you might just have friends. You know? Because if you're not in that mindset, a lot of people say, oh, they're nowhere ready to get married, but they're just kind of, so they're just dating everyone and jumping from relationship to relationship. Like, I mean, I don't understand what's the point of a relationship if it's not working towards marriage. Or trying, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I mean, I just feel like we probably come from a much different place than a lot of people when it comes to that.
And I know that's much easier said than done. Because, I mean, what high schooler doesn't want to go on a date and they're not trying to? And I understand. But what I mean is that if you want to be monogamous with somebody one day, practice that when you're dating. And if the relationship you're in is not working, then end it while you're dating. And, you know, keep your search on. But there's no reason to, you know, be dating three people at the same time. Because when you get married, or if you choose to get married, or choose to be in a committed relationship to one person, it's going to be quite difficult to hold that up. So, know what you want before you go into a relationship. Like, really clear cut.
I do hear people say, like, one of the benefits of being in relationships is, like,
you
kind of learn, figure out what you don't want, because
definitely when I had my list of what I wanted, it was after I was like, oh yeah,
that's not what I want. And I mean, I don't necessarily think that dating is the only way to figure that out.
Yeah,
because I figured out a lot of things from, like, hearing
other people.
And things that they're okay with that I'm like,
Would not be.
Yeah, that's not what I want in a person. But certain things you don't realize until you're confronted with them, that it's a deal, it's a big deal for you, or it's not a big deal for you. And there's also certain expectations that you have within yourself. Because we are only ourselves and we aren't everybody else, we don't know what is normal to other people. So we kind of assume what is normal. And so we're looking at life from our point of view, and we don't realize, like, not everybody thinks that's important. Not everybody reacts this way when this happens.
Yeah, to some people it might not be. The only person I ever told you, like, flat out I was dating was Ken.
Yeah, I remember that, and I was like, that's different.
In some ways, like, I guess I had some relationships where I knew it wasn't going to work. I guess in a way you kind of hope that it'll work out. And you're like, it just might. But, like, in your heart, you know, like, it's not going to happen. So why waste time with my somewhat critical family? lovingly critical family. Yeah. And, you know, it's just, like, it's not even, you're like, really? Like, you know, I had one of my friends when I was in college set me up on a blind date with somebody. And, like, after that blind date, I was actually like, you know what? I'm fine right here by myself. The concept of finding your person is the strangest and the wildest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's like, there's all these people in this world, and I'm supposed to find, like, some kind of match. Like, how am I going to... How?
Yeah.
How?
And it's slightly annoying when people who are, like, either always in relationships or people are, like, always mm-hmm. interested in them, and they're like, oh, you'll find somebody. I'm like, easy for you to say. Like, people, like, traipsing through
yeah.
through your life every 2 seconds, like, professing love.
And I wonder how different my life would be if I didn't meet someone in college, and how I'd be navigating that era of my life now if I wasn't.
I remember, like, my last year of college feeling, like, a sense of dread. People always say, like, you better find somebody in college because mm-hmm. after college it's gonna be so much harder, everybody, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. I just remember thinking about that in my last year of college and being like, great. great.
I remember Ken being, like, worried the first time Daddy came to town to drive back with me from school. Mm-hmm. Could be I just started dating, and he was like so worried about meeting Daddy. Like, oh my gosh, it's your dad. I'm like, listen, you'll be fine. Like,
yeah,
he ain't gonna ask you nothing hard. He's not gonna drill you. He loves everybody.
You know what I'm really what freaks me out is thinking about, like, going and meeting someone else's family. Like, I feel like that'd be the most uncomfortable thing, because I hate being, like, we said, like, It's basically tantamount to being with your friend and their friends. Mm-hmm. They're in a setting where they're 100% comfortable.
Oh, gosh. I don't know how it would have been if, like, his family didn't like me at all.
I honestly feel like that would be a deal breaker. Like, I don't know. You gotta be something real special to, like, have your family. Because, you know, people have that whole, like, oh, my in-laws.
And I never wanted that.
And that seems like normal, yeah. And, like, people are always making jokes, and our parents' families went to, like, elementary school together.
Yeah, our family situation is quite unique.
And, like, when we have, like, a joint thing, like, it's, like, one family.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, and I feel like that's, like, a really, that's difficult to recreate.
I don't know how well that happens if your families don't live in the same state.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely...
That's the main thing, because, like, yeah. I want that for my family so much. Like, and it'll never quite be like that, only because our families, both sides of our parents' family kind of grew up together.
Yeah.
But that's not our case with my in-laws. I wish we all lived in the same place so that we could build that bond. Man, I love the fact that our families are like that. That both sides of my family, my cousins on my dad's side call my cousins on my mom's side, or my aunts and uncles on my mom's side, auntie and uncle too.
Yeah.
They're not Mr. anybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's auntie and uncle. It's also, I think it's also different when you date away from your parents.
I didn't feel uncomfortable when you got engaged. And I hadn't really spent a significant amount of time with Ken. Yeah. Like, I had probably seen him like 4 times.
Yeah. I think it's so weird. That's the weirdest
And it's
part.
Weird. And I don't, like, it's not uncomfortable, but it's also, like, when I sit and think about it, like, the amount of time I've been in the same place as this person.
I don't know him.
I really don't know. Yeah. So, I mean, at least, I guess he has, like, good vibes or whatever, because I wasn't, like...
Scared
about that.
Yeah.
But...
That's how I think about that, too. I'm like, it's such a weird situation, because, like, any of my older cousins that I can think of that are married... Before they got married, like, I felt really cool with, I mean, they're not my siblings, but I felt, like, really cool with their significant others because they were, like, always around.
Yeah.
I wish my family got to know Ken. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, not that we're, like, suffering now because of it. Because our family's super warm and open anyway, so it's not a problem. But I wish that, like, he had got to been around through, like to meet, to know my cousins, like, growing up. I don't know if you, like, grew up together. Like, just so you've been there. Because, like, my cousins are awesome. I always, like, wished, like my grandparents were alive. Like, to meet him and know him.
I'm pretty sure mommy told you this, but I was really sad at your wedding.
Yeah.
And it was weird. It was really weird at your wedding. Because you had gotten married already, like, yeah. 4 months before. But at your wedding,
it feels like it's not official until you get that family send off.
Yeah.
the mass family send off. Not, because I mean, we had like the closest, most important people at the first one.
Yeah.
But like, not until everybody come from Kingdom Come for the mass one. It's like, and it's so weird because I didn't cry at my first wedding.
Yeah.
I cried on my second wedding after I've been married to this person for 4 or 5 months already.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just saw you 2 seconds ago in the room before we walked down here, and now I'm looking at you, and I'm like, what? It was the strangest thing ever. I still don't really understand it. How'd you feel? Like, what was so sad about it for you?
I felt like an outsider, which is strange to say, because, like, all our family was there. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even, like, there's all these people here I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. But I guess you're, like, my person at family events. Mm-hmm. Probably so. Mm-hmm. So it was just, like, kind of uncomfortable. And, like, I'd invited my friends.
And none of them came. I was sad.
And none of them were able to come. Yeah, that really made me...
Yeah.
That really made me sad. Because it was, like, all at the last minute. Like, nobody could come.
Yeah.
I mean, Nerea was there. She had to leave early, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that would have meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
To have people there.
Yeah.
Because.
And especially being my wedding. Like, we couldn't even, like, fully enjoy it together like that since I had to, like.
Yeah. And I realize about myself that I like to share experiences with people. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one of the most difficult things when I went to GCA, the boarding school for high school, was, like, things would happen and be like, oh, this person would really enjoy this. And I can never share this moment with them. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I remember one girl, like, after, like, a year or so of, like, us knowing each other, like, I said something about my sister, and she was like, you have a sister? And that, like, made me so sad that, like, she didn't know that you existed. Mm-hmm. After always, I mean, we weren't always together, but, you know.
Pretty much.
Adana,
well,
Kenisha,
we were the Rice sisters,
yeah,
so.
Like, a unit.
We were a duo.
Yeah, and then when you changed your name on Facebook, I was like, oh, that's sad. I don't know, it's just.
It's like things that you wouldn't think really affect you that much.
Yeah,
then.
It's weird because it's, like, not my life, but also, like, nobody would ever know. Like, I guess we look alike, people say sometimes, but, like, nobody's gonna meet you and have known me and be like, wait, Kutane?
Yeah.
Because.
That identity is gone.
Yeah, there's that.
Our link.
Link.
Don't worry, I'm changing my name to Rice Kutane.
You know, I kind of, like, after you did that, I thought about kids whose parents get divorced and remarried, things like that, and how that must feel.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of,
like,
have,
they're
like,
not their parent like them and their parent not the same.
It's like, so how are you related? You know, like,
this, your aunt?
This is your mom and
yeah.
Different.
Earlier we were talking about, like, how you have relationships with people at certain stages in your life, and then as mm-hmm. you get older, it's hard to come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like only within, like, recent years did I see us changing. For forever, I felt like we were super, super, super different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're still very different people.
Yeah.
But, well, I feel like we're more alike now than we probably ever were. I used to feel as though, like, I was just, like, this super wild one. And, you know, I'm not really wild compared to, like, people out there. Like, I'm not wild.
Yeah. You're definitely the extrovert. I'm definitely the introvert. But I think, like,
I felt like you were the more conservative one.
Yeah.
And that's how I always viewed you until, like, recently. And then probably the last, like, 2 years. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I guess it all goes back to that whole assumptions thing.
Yeah.
And kind of the whole reason why I'm doing this podcast. Because, like I said, there are certain things you won't know mm-hmm. unless you ask or unless you experience. And everyone is a little bit more complicated than we think they are. Maybe complicated has a negative connotation, but more nuanced than we think they are.
Yeah. I think so much growth happens in college.
Yeah.
And it's weird because then we experience that growth with other people.
Yeah.
So it's like we come back home or someone says something to the other person, we're like, whoa, that's who you are.
Yeah.
Because you've had like these other life experiences, you've had these life experiences with other people that are not your siblings. So it's like, yeah, so I guess people know like different me's.
I guess we can end with a challenge. Challenges to kind of challenge the relationships that you have with people and see if you could like push them into a different realm.
That's a good challenge.
Yeah, so let's do that and let me know how it turns out, because I want feedback. Feedback makes me happy and shows that you're actually listening.
I listen.
Yeah, you're my sister. You kind of have to.
I actually don't.
You don't. You really don't. But like, I don't want people to feel like
that's an option.
I don't want people to feel like a sense of obligation. Like, you know, you really, you know, they say you like really feel like you made it when you get that first like comment or that first person who you never heard of before, and they're like, oh, I listen, and I like it, and then you have that sense of validation. Like, okay, it's not just people who love me, who are like, oh, you're doing that little podcast. And but yeah, I mean, I had to condition myself to think like, you know what, nobody may like this, because it's something that I've wanted to do. But I had to, before I put it out there, I was like, you know, nobody may like it, and that's okay. You did something that you said you wanted to do.
Yeah.
You made it happen in a short amount of time, because the time between when I said I was going to do it and the time I put out my first episode was like 2 weeks.
So, yeah, I felt like, I was like, whoa.
Because I had talked about it this past summer, but I had like a whole different idea. It was going to be called Imposter. Like, it was different. And I just revamped it and like spat it out real quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's a challenge, just to kind of push yourself and see where your relationships with your friends and family can go. Because we grow, we evolve, and so should our relationships. So let me know how it turns out.
And that's a wrap. Let me know what you decide to do to elevate your own relationships. You can find the podcast on Facebook or Instagram at FamTalkPod or through email at FamTalkPodcast@gmail.com. Your ideas and suggestions are always welcomed. Our theme song was written by DeCarlo Bowie. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you back here next week. Until then, I'm sending peace and love your way. Later, fam.
I listen to every single episode the day it comes out. I am your biggest fan. I'm just so honored to be on the show today.
It's an honor to have you, Donna.
Oh, this is beautiful. All my dreams are coming true.
Okay, nobody wants to hear this.